Shared economic prosperity has not found its way into certain states and communities. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Young, assistant professor in the Department of Health Studies at American University, describes the problems that arise when not everyone benefits from a booming economy.
While the U.S. economy has gained prosperity after the Great Recession, too many communities are still left behind, and it shows in their health. According to the United Health Foundation, people living in Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and West Virginia are less healthy than people living in other states. Diet, lack of exercise, smoking, genetics, and access to health care are partially to blame for poor health. But where a person lives, works, and plays also matters. Community traits like housing, access to nutritious food and safe water, education, and employment opportunities are essential for good health. These social determinants of health are thought to be among the most powerful influences on a person's health. Opportunities for quality education, housing, and work are limited in economically distressed communities. Overall, about 17% of the U.S. population lives in economically distressed places. I research relationships between economic well-being and health. People living in economically distressed places tend to live shorter and sicker lives. This pattern begins at birth. My preliminary results show that infants are about 20% more likely to die before their first birthday in distressed counties. Research shows that deaths from mental and substance abuse are 64% higher in distressed places compared to prosperous ones. Those in distressed places are also more likely to have fewer resources for good health, including access to healthy foods and fewer primary care doctors. Shared economic prosperity is good for our health and good for the economy. More investments in the social determinants of health will help close the health gaps we see across the U.S.
That was Jessica Young of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.